Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
A lot of rackets swinging here at the U.S. Open in Flushing, Queens. And while it's largely about the players on the courts, there's so much going on at the Open, and that includes the world of digital making an impact. Here to talk about that and the role of technology is Kirsten Corio, Managing Director of Ticketing and Digital Strategy at the USTA, with us at the Open. Nice to have you here. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me what your job is.
So in my job, I oversee all of our ticket sales for the U.S. Open and our ticketing strategy at the U.S. Open, as well as all of our digital strategy. So it's an unusual mixture of roles, but it seems to work out well.
What's ticketing strategy? What does that mean?
Ticketing for us is pricing and management of our subscribers. We actually have many longtime fans that have bought tickets for every session, all 24 sessions, that have been with us for dozens of years.
Do a lot of fans do that? Or?
They do.
Wow.
They do. They love their tennis. And it's also the product development. So we have more than one product. You can have a ticket for Arthur Ashe Stadium that also gets you to all the grounds, general admission in all the stadiums around the grounds. We have the new beautiful Grandstand Stadium that you can have a reserve ticket in there. The Louis Armstrong Stadium as well, a reserve ticket in there. And then we have our grounds pass that give people general admission all around the grounds.
It's a lot of moving parts.
A lot of moving parts. 24 sessions. It's as if you took an NBA or NHL season and crammed it into 2 weeks.
Tell me, what are the tricky parts of managing that?
The tricky part is you've got kind of a short runway to sell through all of your inventory that will have to be sold over a two-week period. You know, in another sports property, you have a long season. You have a long season to drum up demand and to start to build a pipeline, and for us, that pipeline has to be ready to go right around June when we go on sale with all of our tickets, and we have to start to drum up interest in who's playing and what possible matchups might occur.
It makes a difference, correct? Or it does it?
It absolutely does. People love to come out and see their favorites, and this year we're lucky to have Roger Federer playing and Rafa Nadal, and everybody wants to come out and see them. I think people love to come out and see Venus Williams, the Williams sisters. Actually, mm-hmm. I do hear that Serena may be in labor now.
So. Oh, my God.
We're sorry that she's not with us here at the U.S.
Right.
Open.
But. Right, because we were talking about her a lot last year.
Yes.
It was a big year for her. It's interesting, too. I think about professional sports. I grew up going to Giant games with my dad. You see those stories, though, about taking a family of four to go see a baseball game and how expensive mm-hmm. it is. How does that work into your thinking also?
Absolutely. Well, we have 2 weeks to generate all the revenue we can here at the U.S. Open. We also have a responsibility to make sure that this is an accessible event for family. So we have a concerted effort to ensure that, regardless of market demand, that we maintain the accessibility of the event. So we have tickets that start at $30, so it's still affordable for a family to come during the main draw of the U.S. Open.
Right.
We also have the fan week, the qualifying week, which is the week prior to the main tournament. That's the grounds are fully free for all fans to enter and watch all the professionals practice during that week as well.
So this goes on for
3 weeks for
essentially
you,
3 weeks. Yes.
Hey, I'm curious, when you said that tickets go on sale, how quickly do they sell out? Not sell out, but how quickly do you start to see significant momentum in terms of sales?
We'll see a lot of momentum at the initial on sale. People, this is an event that people anticipate and plan for and plan travel for internationally to come here and attend it. We also see a bit of spikes around the other tournaments. So Wimbledon, at the end of Wimbledon, we typically tend to see a bit of a spike. Mm-hmm. And when certain players confirm that they're playing our tournament, that are high demand players, we'll see some spikes around there too. And then when the tournament starts and people are reminded that they may miss out if they don't get a ticket, we start to see a whole lot of volume hit there.
And you guys are sold out for a few days.
We're sold out today. We are sold out tomorrow. We are sold out tomorrow night. We're sold out Sunday.
Wow.
So we are definitely encouraging people to come on other days where we may have still some inventory. We don't want them to get here and be disappointed.
I mentioned digital strategy. What's involved with that?
Sure. So digital strategy is how we bring the U.S. Open to life to people outside of the grounds here at the U.S. Open. So, of course, we have all of our broadcast partners around the world.
Right.
But I also oversee our digital properties. That's our website as well as our mobile apps. And our interest there is to enable people around the world, wherever they are on whatever device, to enjoy the U.S. Open and follow along in their favorite matches in real time or near real time. So we're always looking at ways to innovate and be able to do that faster. So on a day like Wednesday, where we had 87 matches, we needed to bring those matches to life near immediately. So we're always looking at new technologies that will enable us to clip highlights or enable all those stories to get out in near real time, so we're covering everything and getting all that content in fans' hands regardless of where they are.
And then you just crash when it's all over?
Basically.
Let's get some time with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Learned a lot. I appreciate it. Kirsten Corio, Managing Director of Ticketing and Digital Strategy at the U.S. Tennis Association, with us here on site at the Open, of course, in Flushing, Queens. All right, you are listening to Bloomberg Markets. We've got about 20 minutes left in today's trading session, and we'll get a market check for you in just a moment. Your top business stories and also some thoughts on your portfolio. That's coming up on Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success. It's discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management and investment banking firms in the industry. Stifel. It's where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.